the arts and culture have been certainly under attack for some time, a variety of ways, financially, politically. When those attacks succeed, they result in a huge loss. Loss of access to creative works of others, a host of entertainment sources, learning opportunities, and for communities, a resource which truly serves, grows, and provides in many positive ways. Thankfully, New Jersey is one of the few states that gives a full recognition of the importance and value of the arts, with a focus on creating preserving locations to serve as host for them. My next guest heads one of these New Jersey venues, which has received funding through a state program, which will result in a new era for a historic location. He's the president of the Rialto Center for Creativity in Westfield, New Jersey, Bill Crandall. Thanks for being here today, Bill.
Thanks so much for having me, Chris. We're so excited in Westfield. It's a 100-year-old theater. And thanks to this award from the state of New Jersey and the work to come, we have plans for the next 100 years. We couldn't be more excited in Westfield.
And we'll give you listening the website. It's also on the homepage, too, because you can play a role in what's to come in all this. RialtoWestfield.org, and you'll learn more about the facility and what is to come. Now, this is all through a program for the New Jersey Economic Development Authority. It's called the Cultural Arts Facility Expansion CAFE program for short, and you have received, to say the least, a very sizable grant with to the tune of $43.3 million. How much of a need did the Rialto have, and what is this going to mean for the Rialto?
Yeah, so what it is, it's an award, it's a tax credit award that the CAFE gives out, and it's for the development and rehabilitation of cultural arts facilities. So they see that as a key component of the state's economy. So in short, Chris, they believe in places where people gather around for the arts as a key part of the economy, and they believe in the Rialto, and that's what this shows. What this means to your question is that a 100-year-old theater in the center of our town, where people have been gathering for more than a century, is now going to move forward, and we're going to now update it to evolve to, you know, current habits. If we were designing something, we wouldn't make a six-theater in 2026. So now it's going to be a place for movies, absolutely, and we love movies at the Rialto. But it's also going to have live music. It's going to have art. It's going to have theater, education, community events. So it's going to be a flexible space that's going to be able to really adapt to the evolving needs of the community.
So in a way, this is going to mean the Rialto isn't going to be there for people to go to. It's sort of, it'll be a facility to reach out to people to encourage them to grow in arts and learn, like I said back in the introduction, take full advantage in a multifaceted way about what the concept of the arts provides.
That's exactly right, you know, because when I was a kid growing up, you know, you would go to the movies and that would be your interaction with the arts. And it's like now, obviously, you know, through TikTok and everything else. I mean, my daughters growing up, they were reaching out to Buffy the Vampire Slayer through Instagram and getting like replies back. So arts have become so much more of an interactive medium. So the Rialto is going to be a place for people to create, people to teach, people to learn, collaborate, as well as perform and enjoy those performances. So really all the 180 sides of the creation and enjoyment of the arts.
And with the Rialto being a historic location 100 years plus, I mean, you and I have both seen in the past all across the country, you have this historic building designed to be a theater, and the quick go-to had always been to, well, let's make it a place to show silent movies. You know, we'll go back to the history of the building. It's a nice idea, but not always a long-lasting success. So this certainly is a much more positive path. When you made the application for the grant, how much of the plan did you have to have in mind? Because obviously, the state's not going to drop money and cross the fingers. They want as sure of a bet as they can possibly have.
That's exactly right, Chris. No, we went through a rigorous process to get this award. It was, you know, 9 months of review and everything. And with that, we did our own business analysis, and we went out and wanted to make sure that we weren't just building something for 2027, but that we're building something that would be durable. And that, you know, got us to our flexibility to make sure that as behaviors, change and needs change of the community, that the Rialto would be ready for that. But right to your point, we went out to the entire business community and also figured out how they would use the space, what would be the halo effect impact of the space, all that stuff, because that was a core part of the application.
Talking with Bill Crandall, who heads the Rialto Center for Creativity. It's in Westfield, New Jersey, rialtowestfield.org, their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. A long-lasting building is certainly part of the foundation of any community. How important is it for the community that the Rialto exists? And how can it play a role? Because, as you mentioned with businesses need people. It's always great to have a local consumer base, but to reach out to neighboring communities and grow the population that come in into a town or a city. I'm going to go back to, I remember in Dover, New Jersey, in the northwest part of the state, there was the Baker Theater, and that started to languish off as a movie theater. They tried to concert halls. I mentioned the showing old movies, and it just surrendered itself to the times instead of fighting to maintain not just its own existence, but to strengthen the community's existence. What are some of the steps you're going to take to follow that route?
Yeah, so we are right in downtown Westfield, which is quite a gathering space in and of itself. So there will be the halo effect on the shops and restaurants and everything. But right to your point, with the other last week, we had Kevin Feige as our guest. He's the president of Marvel Studios. You know, he's got a big Spider-Man movie just opening. And he grew up in Westfield, and he grew up watching Star Wars as a kid and playing with the action figures in his backyard. And he dreamed of going to film school. And he made the point, and he said, you know what? Theaters were that third space. They are one of those third spaces, and it's important. And he really believes in what we're doing with the Rialto, because it's important outside of school and work and home for communities to have places to come together. And that's what makes us a community. So the Rialto is going to be one of those places that you're just going to walk by and see what's going on. Oh, wow, somebody's recording a podcast just like this. I'm going to sit and listen. I'm going to create my own podcast. You know, that is the seeds that will, be born at the Rialto. And then from there, when we're done, let's go get some lunch and let's go do all the things that people do downtown in a community. So that's why the town of Westfield is so excited about it.
So you got the funding. Now comes the hard work. What are the immediate steps and long-term steps? And how can the person listening right now help in everything that's about to unfold?
Thank you. Yes. So the $43.3 million, again, believes that the state really believes in our project, and now we have to finish the job. So we're launching a campaign for $10 million. That is going to go to completing our construction, funding our early operations, and then unlocking these state funds. So if people are through our website, rialtowestfield.org is where you can donate. Also figure out, connect with us as far as if you're interested in volunteering. And that's what we're going to be doing now, is really getting together, getting that community support out there and finishing the whole job.
And as far as volunteering opportunities, what's the type of expertise or materials that you need for the immediate steps?
A passion for the arts. We're really looking for people to spread the word. We're going to be doing community engagement. We have everything from open houses at the Rialto to our spotlight series events. There's such a great community of people from Westfield. Lucy Ritter, I actually used to coach her softball, and she then became Chapel Roan's drummer. So she went on to play Coachella and Saturday Night Live. And, so that's the kind of full circle we have going on in Westfield. So we're going to need everybody to, get out to their community, spread the word to their friends, get the word out to donate. But we're going to be going to everything from, we have our fall festival coming up, and we'll have a table there, like all that wonderful stuff of just spreading the word and letting everybody know what we're planning to do here now and in the next 100 years in Westfield. And quite frankly, invite everybody to be a part of it. We want to hear, what would people like to do in Westfield? How would you like to have your own creativity shine and become a part of this?
That's always a great feeling, too, for you listening, to look at something at the beginning, be a part of it, and once it comes to the next stage or its conclusion, to be able to say, yeah, I made that happen. I was a part of that team that created and finished a great work that's going to be a lasting, really shining element of a community, not just an individual. There's a huge difference. Too many try to aim for the individual. And what's going to be unfolding with the Rialto Center for Creativity is definitely for the people. And you'll find out more about the opportunities, the future, the plans, how you can become a supporter of it, a part of it, at RialtoWestfield.org. We have the link to that page over on our website. He is the president of the Rialto Center for Creativity in Westfield, New Jersey, Bill Crandall. Bill, like I said, you've got the direction, you've got the vision, and you've got the people, you've got the team, you've got success right in front of you. I know it'll become sooner versus later, and thank you so much for enlightening us, inviting us into your vision, and for being here today.
Chris, thank you so much. It's so appreciative for you to spread the word on what we're doing here. Appreciate it.